They'd probably rather see you than me anyway. Yeah, let me think about that one. For sure, well, counties.
Yeah, I mean, so the
The cities. I mean, a lot of them are you know, they're one person shows, and so they do both sides of it. But they.
Okay, I mean, because really, what it costs me to go to the county exec really is
it's really
just hundreds. Is
yeah,
all
it's like four.
Yeah, it's not thousands of dollars.
Yeah, no, it's just minimal. I'm just trying to find ways to cut.
It's just mileage, hotel
per diem,
and it's yeah, it's just.
I think it was a good return on investment.
It's like $500 or $600. I mean, I've gone down with him.
That conference is awesome.
You know, I've gone down with the director from time to time, but he needs to be there. That's
I agree.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay. All right, well, then I'll put that back in. Certainly, we're going to cut any scholarships, you know, for that we did last year to fund your prosecutors to send. And what I loved and, you know, was made us feel good as the council staff is that we put on just as good, if not better, conferences than NDAA. But I see the benefit of, you know, when we can send our folks out to make contacts and network and, you know, spread the good news elsewhere. But this year we just can't afford it. Okay, so then I think this is right. There were, when I was doing so many permutations and variations, is if we leave registration at $75 with huge cuts, we stay everything local, we might clear $25,000-$26,000. If we leave it at $75 and we were to, you know, include the travel, we're, you know, under budget. If we raise it to $400, huge cuts, staying local, we might clear $40. I mean, and then you can see the rest. So, the cutting big cuts but travel, 231. Oh, no, that is right. Yeah. So,
$200.
Yeah.
Well, you break even.
Yeah. So, anyway, I think that's where we're at on the budget this year.
And your proposed budget was a combination of 5 and 6?
Yeah. Yeah, is increasing the registration fees to $125 and travel for the big major conferences, but then keep, like, the DB local, keep the training committee here, not travel for the council retreat, and making some of these other cuts.
And I need one more clarification for UPAA. So whether the cost goes up or down, I mean, the registration fee goes up and down, are you saying that UPAA would have to give back to UPC? I mean, we're still given the $12,000.
You still get the $12,000,
but we have to
pay. You have to pay $125.
We have to give you back the registration fees.
Well,
because right now we've been keeping them.
Right. Uh-huh. So I'm saying is you get the $12 to fund your conference, but you're going to have each member's going to have to pay $125 on top of that.
I get that.
Yeah.
But we've been keeping the registration fees.
No.
Are they going to have to go back?
Registration fees that we would collect would come to the council.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't get, that's not an additional $1,000.
So council, you know, UPAA not only does a conference, but they also have their own body of a board that meets. And so there's, you know, travel and things like that.
Right.
So we're kind of in the same situation as you are of maybe gotomeeting.com for those that are off the Wasatch Front, or asking those board members to use their county cars, that kind of thing.
How many people did you attend UPA normally, did you say? 60?
75.
Okay. So what I'm suggesting is that you're still going to get 12,000.
That's low. It's 75 to 85.
Well, okay. If we charge 75 people $125 registration fee to come to the UPA conference, that's $9,375. I'm proposing that go into the council budget, but you still keep your $12,000.
Okay. And obviously you use the council budget to reimburse for those other meetings.
Right.
Just think, that makes sense.
Use the council money to reimburse the meetings?
Yeah, when you have your leadership meetings.
That does not come out of our appropriate.
No, that would come out. That now will come out of this $9,375 that you're paying to us.
That's somewhat of a.
So you're actually getting a better deal.
I don't know if it's better, but it's.
Hey, it's.
It
Yeah. It could be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Wait, so. They already paid the registration fee to go to UPA, right?
We did.
But that
you're using that money as part of the money you used to pay for the conference, is that
Yeah, I'm adding that into our budget. So we've been running off of a budget of 17,000
okay.
and got
I didn't
12,
understand
approximately.
Oh, okay. You told me it was all out of the 12, or that's what I thought.
No, we've been keeping the 12. We have the 12,000, and we've been keeping our registration fees.
Oh, then okay, I misunderstood.
So we've been operating off not just 12,000.
Okay. Well, counsel.
Well, I just don't know whether that conference should be treated any different than any other.
Right.
Conference.
It's the same
right.
thing. I mean,
right.
it's a this year we have 85 people registered. That doesn't count speakers or the board going. So we have to feed and all that. I mean, it's a full-blown conference.
You do get better food than we do.
How so?
I would
is
vote
it fajitas?
For fajitas. I like fajitas.
Even breakfast fajitas.
That's right.
Now, let me just say, you know, I am all for, you know, UPAA, and I think, you know, in times we need to treat you better because support staff oftentimes get the shaft. But, you know, with the times that they are right now.
So I just wanted that clarified from the council.
Yeah.
And
do we get to continue to keep our registration
no.
fees?
No.
And okay. Rather, we don't have to report CLE. It's not a requirement for us, so.
So here's a question with that. I mean, how big of an impact do you think it'd be on the support staff not having to pay 100 and a quarter instead of 75? Would that be treated differently? I mean, you know, I mean, it shouldn't, but that would that be treated differently by the heads of the office?
Well, from when the time when Sam voted to increase it, he's just and we were kind of doing. You know, law enforcement pay $30 instead of,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
and UPAA pay $45, and Sam just said, no, it's 75 across the board. I mean, that was what was by his motion. Everybody the same, you know, but let's just keep it simple. I think it would impact, actually.
That would be my concern.
And I don't think we should be treated any different.
But we don't have to report CLE for you guys, though.
But what about, like, 100?
I think for UPA it ought to be $100 and then for everybody else it would be 100 and a quarter.
Do you remember in Utah County when they increased that, they cut way back on who was
going to go?
It was only half of the secretaries and assistants were going it, or something like that.
Yeah, but it's kind of changed. Now with new commissioners, new elected officials, it just changes. Mm-hmm. And so I think we would be fine.
Our registration did not go down when it went from $30 to $75. It didn't go down.
Yeah. I mean, I can rerun the numbers, you know, if we only charge them $100. But then I was just going to ask. So, again, all these years it's been my fault for not understanding. I mean, can you put your conference on for $12,000?
It'd be really tight. It'd be really, really tight. With the conference and the 4 or 5 meetings that we have, we're under budget. Sometimes we are really well under budget, like $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back into, you know,
right,
UPC.
Right.
You guys get that paid back.
Right.
So
have we
$12,000? No.
Do we have the issue of non-payment as well?
We do.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks,
as a board, we need to start helping collect that.
But it sounds like if we go credit card, just strictly credit card, I think that problem will just
go
take
away.
Care
yeah.
of itself.
Yeah,
yeah.
Take,
yeah.
yeah
right.
So I mean, I'm
right.
totally incentivized to get
yeah,
that
we still
up and going.
Bills.
And
well, yeah, no, and we've got to follow up on bills. And just as an aside, and as I was preparing the budget, it turns out Ogden City has not paid their PIMS fees, user fees, for the last 2 years. So that's $4,000. So I'm working with Greg Burdette to get that collected.
In Ogden City, that's...
they don't.
Part of the
horse
called
Gary
Williams.
Chemicals.
That's Gary Williams.
He's the city.
Does that make sense to me?
All right. If Greg doesn't follow through
yeah,
for
me. Greg doesn't follow through, he's got to get that from Gary anyway. So
yeah, okay.
I can go straight to
all right, Gary Williams, the city attorney.
we've got a great relationship right now going on with Weber County.
And I know as far as we're sending three presenters up to UPAA, which we can pay mileage, not that it's gonna be a
lot. Oh, Utah County?
Yeah, Utah County, we can pay mileage for that, so.
What about, would UPA be willing to meet in the morning and we don't feed you lunch? Or, you know, we just cut down on food, I mean, and same, you know, across the board for.
Oh, well, we're women, you know, we'll just bring our own potluck and call it good.
I mean, so as a board, I guess really then what we need to do.
Oh, at the conference, I thought you meant at our meeting.
I think there's a way for us to meet and find ways to cut.
Maybe use the go-to meeting for those that have to travel, you know, any great distance or.
Our buildings have great infrastructure for.
Yeah.
Teleconferencing.
Our board member from Hurricane, she's moved, so we're not having to fly her up for our meetings. So I think there's ways that we can try to talk with her.
Unrelated, do you still need members for your board?
Yes.
Are you willing to pay their mileage?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to encourage you.
So what's the proposed increase then for the non-prosecutors?
Oh, well,
right,
actually,
now we're
at
three.
Yeah. I hadn't really addressed that, made a recommendation. This year at spring, it seemed like our non-prosecutor, attorney, were down. There weren't as many. Is that?
I talked to Ellen and Easton, and they politely said, well, they're going someplace else because they are tired of being made fun of.
Yeah.
Stories.
Yeah.
Wham.
Yeah, so right now it's at 300. If we're going to raise prosecutors, I don't see why we don't raise that by $50 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. I'd raise it to 450.
Well, no, I'm just saying at a minimum.
John Swallow showed up, right, for the spring.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
He did?
He did?
Yeah.
He was lingering. I don't know if he
was,
came in.
He wasn't registered. Let's make that clear.
I think he was there doing a site tour.
Yeah, I think.
For hours?
No, for the hotel.
No, for like hours.
No, I know he was there for quite a while, yeah. But I don't know why he was there. I don't know why he was there,
yeah.
But he wasn't registered. He was there.
All sorts of things going through my head right now.
Lurking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bite the tongue, we're being reported.
Interesting.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. Well, that's an issue for you guys to decide and vote on is you know, if we're going to raise the non-attorney, non-public employee.
So, yeah, my recommendation would be then that we do 100 for UPAA.
Okay.
1.25 for everybody else, and then we go to 3.5 for the non-prosecutors.
You're nice to them.
Will Carlson seconds.
Okay.
Oh, that wasn't Steve that made the motion. It was. No.
Okay, so perfect then. And then what about the compromise budget? Do we want to make, because I realize, I just need some guidance to go forward. We really don't make the final decision on the budget until September after I get, you know, the surcharge and we have something more definitive. But are you okay with the compromise budget, or do you want to make any suggestions or recommendations other than what we've already talked about? What I'll add in is my expense to go to the county exec. I'll cut out the swag for this year. I'll keep the calendars.
Cut LEOJ and Bloomberg.
Yeah, cut LEOJ, yeah.
And Bloomberg.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry. And we've talked about this once or twice. What's the reaction going to be if we no longer pay the travel costs for BASIC? We haven't come back to that. Is that going to have a huge impact on you guys?
It may impact the number of people we send. That's what I.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that was about? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It may impact.
Yeah, but I have not, beyond saying it may impact the number. That's all.
I mean, what I can do, what I can entertain is, if you want me to say, okay, we won't pay. What's going to be cheaper for us to pay, hotel or per diem? Probably per diem. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Per diem is cheaper.
Yeah. So I mean,
it's the mileage that's.
But we haven't paid mileage.
Oh, it's been the hotel.
It's been the hotel and per diem.
It's definitely been per diem.
So, I mean, I could look at it if we paid at least for per diem, you know, the hotel and the offices pick up the hotel costs and the mileage. I mean, I'm open.
They've already done the mileage, so the only change then would be
the hotel.
The hotel.
You know, I can see how that.
It may be beneficial to just get an idea as to what impact and not provide either, and then if there's a dramatic change
decrease.
In enrollment, you say, yeah. Oh well, now we need. If we bring back per diem, that might have a positive impact on
yeah.
enrollment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A basis in Logan, is that uh-huh. right?
Mm-hmm. It would be, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking from a bookkeeping standpoint, it would be easier to keep the hotel, but obviously that's the more expensive of the two.
Right, right.
I don't disagree with Will trying it out with nothing.
Cutting it all right
just
now?
Just saying, we're tight this year, so this is it. And if
yeah.
the enrollment stays the same,
then we can
yeah.
kind of keep it there.
Fine. Right.
Or we slowly wean them and say this year not
yeah.
per diem and next
yeah.
year not the hotel.
That I'm worried that could feel like death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah.
Like every year it gets more expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. Mine doesn't mean anything, but I kind of agree with Will. It's either all or nothing.
And then if there's a negative impact.
Yeah, if there's a negative impact, then we can evaluate from there.
Right, and of course we may be having a completely different conversation next year if we get our $70,000 back and, you know,
mm-hmm.
if we... and get some dedicated funding, but I don't know. But I just don't want to be in a position where we have to go to the AG's office for a huge amount of money. I'm okay going and asking for some overhead this year, but you know, because one of the options that I looked at was actually like cutting out a conference. I won't say which conference, but I realize, you know, that's cutting off our nose to spite ourselves because yeah, we don't have the expense of hosting the conference, but then we don't have the registration fee. And so really what it came down to is where our big savings are is we either go away for a conference or we stay local.
Yeah. So you decided to take the civil approach.
I did.
And not
yeah.
guess which conference.
Exactly.
Be. So my motion would include Will's recommendation
okay.
as far as basic goes and then
okay.
the other ones that we've identified
okay.
for this year.
I know. They're talking in code.
So, and I realize I forgot to put it in here. So what I'm going to do, and again, it goes back to my comment earlier why I wanted to have the meeting today, is I will draft up a letter letting all the offices know for this, you know, because of the decrease in the surcharge, this is what the fees are going up to, and here are the cuts that we're making, here are the conferences that will stay local just so that they can plan
anticipated
for their budget so that it's not a shock at the last minute. So and we'll do the same on the Wi-Fi is that we're anticipating not having Wi-Fi at spring next year. Here's your first notice. So
if the hotel is so much cheaper for spring conference, is there a way to talk to them to see if maybe they could spread that out amongst the rooms where they kind of included in the room charge versus up from UPC.
That's true. You get 300 people if they just increase the room charge.
Just
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah, but not all 300 of those people have a room.
Yeah.
Well, but
did you find half a spring room for the
less than half? Yeah,
less than
half
of
the slave session.
We don't sell.
Yeah.
We barely make our attrition.
Yeah.
I think that. I mean, the city library.
Yeah.
That's a
parking. That's
except for parking.
It's got underground parking. There is a full underground parking lot.
And what's the cost, though,
that
you said?
It's paid parking. I don't know.
Yeah.
What
okay, so.
But do you. And I'm just talking
but
out
there's
loud.
There's a track stop right there. It's
right
yeah.
there at the library. There's a track
yeah.
stop. Yeah.
I'm wondering if we could approach the city and say, hey, we know that every day we're going to have X number of people here. You know, could we get a group rate on the parking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that it's not the full amount or. You know,
so there's adequate parking, you just have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Right. That's
at a reduced
that's
cost
problem.
Or something.
It's underground parking, so it's fairly secure.
Or maybe if the cost is so low that you can subsidize the parking as part of the conference. I mean, just thinking.
How is it? I mean, is it done like a card, like City Center? Is it a token thing? I mean, do you know?
I've paid with a card last time.
I mean, okay. I'm just thinking if they could just, if, I mean, if it were free and we just gave everybody a card to get out or
right,
whatever,
right,
you know,
right,
printed at the city.
Right. Validation kind
right.
of.
Yeah. That might encourage carpooling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or tracks.
Or tracks, right.
Restricting parking options actually does have an impact on public transit. And
yeah.
Well, downtown, the Heber Wells will get the validations for parking. I'm wondering if
and you can park at Heber Wells. It's one block.
And
we actually can't. No, they've...
They won't let us do
that. Yeah,
but I'm wondering if we can do the same thing.
Well, yeah, no, I think we can pursue this. So as we're talking to the city about the library, you know, that's definitely something we need to talk about. Because it could be that if we're recognizing a, you know, significant enough savings, that, yeah, as since we're not paying, you know, the hotel or a reduced amount, or we're not paying for Wi-Fi, that we can just cover the cost of parking as part of that conference fee.
Do we need to find out about the table requirement for CLA?
Yeah,
well,
but he was saying
he got
that's a fold
the
up.
The chairs in the amphitheater.
Oh, that one does have that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
and then,
issue.
But then we do always do the luncheon thing. I don't know how you would do.
Yeah.
There's an atrium. The homeless will join us for lunch. Yeah.
Well, we'll just talk to the library about that, you know, about catering, how we handle that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have experience with it.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't even know that was there. I think that would, yeah, we'll
it's
look
cool.
into that.
Or even at the fairgrounds.
It's a beautiful building.
Yeah.
Food
truck.
Oh.
Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Fairgrounds, that'd be kind of fun, huh?
The fairgrounds would be kind of interesting.
Or the senior
the
center.
Sometimes D.C.
Maryland, the senior
DC.
Center.
Oh, yeah, we could go to some old folks' home. We've done that before.
Okay, we did our legislative update in, where were we? And we ended up at the senior center. I can't remember.
In Moab?
Moab.
Maybe it was Moab. It was 94 degrees in there.
No,
well, you know,
for those of you that don't know, is years and years ago, Mark contracted and held a conference in Moab at the senior center.
Yeah, we had to roll the piano out of the way. And,
no
remember, all the, remember all the flies? Oh.
I don't remember.
We had to mop the floor. Oh.
Yeah.
I walked in with Mark and I was.
Okay. So, just to get some guidance then, Marilyn, you've got all the notes then. Is 125, 100 for UPAA, 350 for everyone else, adopting discussion items that you and I have been going over. So would that be then the motion from the council, or excuse me, is that basically the motion that that's the budget we move forward, at least plan on for now, and then in September we'll have something more definitive?
Yeah, that is my motion.
Yes.
Okay.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Any of you opposed?
Okay.
No. still deciding.
All right. Thank you. I knew that would be a big report. Okay, moving on to the training committee report, spring conference. Do I want to hear anything about spring? It was great. Tyson and Marlies, any report on the legislative update? Anything of significance?
I think our numbers were up as far as attendance in most every area. So it was good. And we've already got a couple, you know, people reaching out as far as wanting materials. The new chief down in Moab was really interested in having us come back down and train them again.
Great. For those of you that attended the Crime Victim Conference, it was great. Marlies did an amazing job. She had to step in at the last minute with Dave Carlson's health issues as she took over and hosted, and it was awesome. The CJC DV Conference at Snowbird, I was only able to attend the last day, and it was great.
I was there both days,
yeah.
So it was really good.
Good. Our training, oh, sorry, Steve, this
is
you.
That's
all right.
Is that May 15th and 17th?
Oh, that is May.
Oh, yeah, it was in May. Yeah, sorry, so that needs
we
to change.
We had people at both conferences and both reports were good.
We did too.
Upcoming conference, UPA, the agenda set. Do you guys want to, or do you want to report on that in your UPA report? Do you want to do it now?
Either way.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have about 84 that's registered as of yesterday, and we're flying in care of Bedino. We're kind of excited about that. We like her. And we have a few people from Utah County coming to present and we're up in Logan. We were gonna do kind of piggyback DVD, a DV boot camp,
boot camp. And that was
postponed.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So we were gonna try to help with that. But
right. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah, so we're excited. We're excited about our presenters, and yeah, numbers are up.
Good.
And we need two more members.
We do need two.
We need a city and a county.
Uh-huh. They have to pay their mileage.
Okay. I will urge somebody in my office. I have been trying to encourage her, but what does she need to do? Get a hold of one of you two.
She just needs to send me an email expressing her interest and saying that she has your approval.
Is there a city that you'd like to have
my
involved?
My email expressing my interest.
Is there someone that's there from the city that you'd like to see become a board member?
So we had a hurricane, and we were concerned about flying, about budget. We liked having somebody down south coming, but we just kind of want to spread them out.
Chris's is, well, she's county, but she's in terms of location and being off the Wasatch Front. She kind of represents that. But it seems like when we get a city, or when we get someone further or down into Washington County, they don't stay long for one reason or another. There's, I don't know, she had another job. And then we had someone years ago from Washington County, and she wasn't on there long, very long. And someone from St. George City, and she wasn't on there very long. So we'd like to have that kind of representation, but it just doesn't seem like we get the longevity.
We're gonna ask them at the conference to send us just a quick summary if they're interested.
So if she's gonna come to the conference,
she is.
Yeah. Have her come and meet us and talk to us.
Okay. She's a little shy, so I will lean on her hard.
Yeah.
She called you the other day, Savannah, and she was mortified that I gave her your cell phone number. So I was like,
why?
I don't know. She's a little shy. But
she's a good worker.
She's
and good.
Yeah, she's great. So, yeah, I'll send her your way.
We'll reach out to her at the conference.
Okay.
Did you want to also wait?
Let's come back to that.
Okay.
So you can see what we've got left. We need to get together for BASIC to plan that. Fall conference is set. Training committee will be meeting in October. Civil is October in Moab. They haven't yet met. OOMPA hasn't met yet to set the agenda. County exec, and then boot camp's been moved. I'm just gonna.
That's all right. I'm gonna. But there, we had a couple of discussions at SWAP yesterday and the day before.
Okay.
That I'd like to put in as backups to presenters in case something falls apart.
Good, okay.
Chris Ballard from the appellate division, he basically had hot issues as of late from the appellate, and I thought
it was really good.
I think it's good, and so we got to plug him in, even if we just need to plan on having him maybe spring if we don't have if something doesn't mm-hmm. fall apart for fall, mm-hmm. and then Chad Grunander. Had some great information on using jailhouse informants and all the ethical dilemmas and the different dynamics there. Mm-hmm. That was not surprising, but interesting and way helpful.
As far,
oh yeah, and do you even have a policy? And anyway, mm-hmm. He had some actual experiences with that. So I want to put both those
okay.
in for future.
That's great. Sorry, with Chris, what did you say? I don't want to say emerging topics or last minute. I mean, was there
just appellate, repeating appellate issues
okay.
that are coming
okay.
up. Number one's jury instructions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And restitution was on there. Mm-hmm. It's only like there were seven.
Yeah, total. There were seven topics, and there are some things that we sometimes don't think about, mm-hmm. like.
Yeah. Okay.
And they'll be like my Muji jokes. I'm not going to repeat it.
Okay. Anything else on from SWAP on for conferences?
Not on conferences. Huh?
Okay. I was approached by Chris Walden. I made a change than what I had sent you originally. Is he has found this Caliber Press, their professional company that they train law enforcement officers, and they're willing to come to Utah. The new date is November 25th. And 26th. They'll do it here in this room, but it's on Sovereign Citizen. You know, we all deal with them to a certain extent, you know, with all of their verbiage and nonsense. And so
is they, both police and prosecutors?
And judges.